We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, Chargers fans. I am here with Chargers rookie corner, Dean Leonard. Dean, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tyler?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for being on. You are absolutely the talk of training camp so far, so it's an honor to have you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So before we get into camp, and we definitely will focus on that, I wanted to go back just a bit because there was this piece covering Xander Horvath and his agent during the draft that, like, the agent had to leverage the Chargers into drafting him, or he might have gone somewhere else in free agency, or an undrafted free agency, that is. What was your experience like? And I guess to start, like, what was your range expectation for where you thought you'd be drafted or taken this year?
You know, leading up to the draft, when I talked to my agent, I was hearing, you know, highest was the fourth and the lowest was undrafted. So just kind of going to the draft, I just kept on going on. I just kind of hoped I was going to get picked up somewhere. And when undrafted became a possibility, when it was getting towards the end there, I kind of thought I was going towards the Colts. We had a preferred undrafted free agent deal with them, but fortunately I ended up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's working out so far for sure. Did the Chargers ever contact you ahead of the draft? Did you have any idea they were interested?
Yeah. I talked to them through pro days and stuff like that, Zoom calls. I was supposed to arrange a top 30 meeting with them, but that kind of fell through towards the end, but definitely had a lot of contact with them in the process. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's fantastic. And obviously they loved you enough to take you, so that works out. Yeah, and then sometime this summer, I don't know exactly what the timeline is because I actually had not heard of this before, but you were a part of this Galvanize program partnership with Katie Caldwell and the Chargers. Talk to me about that, because I actually was not aware that that was a thing. So what is that, and what was your experience with that?
It was actually really cool. They came in, and their thing was, we kind of opened up towards the women that came into the building, and then they would go up in front of the entire rookie class and kind of tell our story there. So it was really cool talking to Katie, kind of opening up about personal stuff that, you know, you wouldn't usually share with people. And you know, through that, I got to know the guys around me better, but also kind of also have another contact with someone in the media. So it was a great program.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Is that something you did for a week or a month, or how was that?
It was just one session. It was one, like, 2.5 hour session.
That's really cool. Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's awesome that you had, you know, her to talk to. She had you to talk to. So you talked about, you said, you mentioned, you know, you had guys now that you knew because of that program. When you did go to the Chargers, when you finally went to mini camp and, of course, training camp, is there someone that you've been shadowing so far? I think you knew Eamon, no?
Yeah. Eamon's my high school buddy. During OTAs and when we had that month off, you know, I was around him a lot. We were training together, and he gave me a lot of advice and stuff like that. And that's the one who's given me a lot of help throughout it. And just kind of watching the entire vet class in the DB room and how they operate and how their mind works, it's been a blessing to be around them.
Yeah, I bet. What a group. It seems like everyone knows Eamon. Everyone I talk to somehow brings up Eamon at some point. I don't know if he's everybody's friend or what, but everybody knows him. I don't know why, but popular guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a good dude. I'll have to interview him someday. So I got to ask, I don't know if you have yet, but have you had the opportunity to cover Keenan Allen so far?
I haven't.
Okay.
I started getting some reps earlier. I think I've been against Mike a few times, but not Keenan yet.
Who's been the toughest cover so far then?
The toughest cover so far, Guyton could get vertical on you fast. That's never fun to play against. Someone could just run past you every play, but yeah, probably Guyton so far.
Yeah, you guys have been battling. I know there was a highlight the Chargers posted where you broke a pass on him. I think the other day he had a pass on you. So it's a really good, really good battle there for sure. And I mean, this is the fastest guy on the team and he's showing it.
Yeah.
And you are like, no matter whatever else is happening during camp, I think the main storyline has been that you're just breaking up passes at a clip. And it felt like that was something you were the best at in college as well. It just seems like a lot of guys don't inherently like have that ability and can do that. But you have it seem to be dialed in, and you obviously just don't panic, it seems. So, you know, ball's in the air, you're defending. Like, how are you processing that when it's in the air?
You have to, first off, realize your position towards the receiver if you're in phase or out of phase. If he has a step on me and I'm not confident that if I look back for the ball, I'll get there, you just look towards playing the hands, and that clip, I just had to play the hands there. But, you know, if you're right on his body, you're in phase, and you go up and look for the ball, and it's aim on his ball at that point. So it's just really just realizing your position on the receiver and also his body language. You know, if he's running a deep ball and his shoulders are pointing forwards, you know, you got to keep on running. But if it starts to lean back, that's kind of sink towards the back shoulder, and they got to kind of slow all that down. It's a lot of just snap decisions that you have to make on the fly.
Yeah, and I'm sure at some point the mental kind of just goes away and the physical just takes over the you know, the muscle reflexes, if you will. So I know you guys are going to pads this week and moving forward, of course. Everyone's kind of saying, okay, you know, it's the first, you know, part of training camp. Of course, the defense is going to be winning, but we'll put on the pads and really find out, like, who's actually dominant. Because to me, like, it's very one-sided. It does seem like the DBs are breaking up passes 50 times a day. Not really, but it seems like every time the ball is in the air, you guys are dominating. Do pads then, does that make it actually easier for you guys or more difficult, do you think, to do your job?
I think it makes it easier. You know, that physicality in the game, and like, it's the same as old linemen trying to block defensive linemen without pads on. There's just less area you can get your hands on there.
Yeah.
So once the pads get on, it gets easier for DBs, and obviously nobody can start hitting them. They're not catching balls down the middle for free. Obviously, we're not going to be cranking them in practice, but adds some more pressure to them if they want to go run a slant.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see all that. It seemed like there was maybe a bit of chippiness yesterday. I'm not quite sure what was going on. I think Cole knocked over Isaiah as like a welcome to the NFL rookie moment sort of thing. So I think things are starting to get a little bit heated up, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. That's one thing that they really emphasize in camps. It's the competitive part. You know, once pads is on, it's just going to be more competitive. So let's keep on turning up.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had your own welcome to the NFL rookie moment so far?
I had that in OTAs, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I had that in OTAs. You know, I think 3 days in a row, I was against Josh Palmer in the red zone.
And I saw one of those, yeah.
Yeah, I got a hitch and go, sluggo. He ran like a slant and ran all the way back towards the end zone. I was like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. But yeah, I've already had that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I'm glad you got it out of the way then. That's awesome. So how do you, I mean, Josh is fantastic too. It seems like they're really excited about him. Like, you line up across him, what is his tells? Like, how are you defending him? I suppose it depends on what the situation is, but like, how would you go about defending Josh Palmer to someone who's never done it before?
You know, that's the thing. That's one thing that we're still working on with me, is developing a plan at the line. First, I have to work on my technique itself. It's also, you have to key what kind of receiver you're going against. You know, you're not going to cover Guyton the same way we would guard Keenan.
Sure.
You know, it's just two different routes you're going to be going against. So you kind of have to prepare for what you expect to see. Also, where they're lined up as well all ties into that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know you went to Notre Dame High School, then Calgary, then Ole Miss. Kind of not like long stints, but short stints kind of in those spots. What's kind of the difference then between having to go through all those things and then now being with the Chargers and sort of this scheme? Like, do you have different responsibilities in this defense than you're used to at those places?
I would say this scheme reminds me a lot of what I went to university in Canada as well for 3 years. This scheme kind of reminds me of that scheme. You know, in Ole Miss, I was playing a lot of true zones. Here, it's a lot more match zones, where it almost feels like man-to-man every play, but, you know, you have zone responsibilities as well. So it reminds me a lot of that. At Ole Miss, a lot of true zones. So that is something that is different here.
Gotcha. To someone who does not know, can you explain match zone to me?
So a match zone is, if I say that I'm a, am I allowed to talk about that? I'm not even sure.
I don't know. never mind then.
I was going to go into it.
I'll delete it. Never mind.
Yeah. But it's. I'll say we're just not dropping the grass. That's the biggest thing. You're more matching receiver.
Okay. Sounds good. No, I appreciate you sharing as much as you absolutely could there, because I don't know what it is. So I was like, what is that?
I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Yeah. Like, all good. I want to keep you on the team. It's working out so far. I won't get you in trouble. I appreciate it. All right, man. I appreciate you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. Pads are coming on. What are you looking forward to the most this week? Like, is there something you're working on or someone you want to cover like Keenan on? What are you like, oh my gosh, this week I want to do this?
Just get more hands and balls, keep on putting good stuff on tape. You know, that's what it's about. And I was just going to make plays, but just have constant effort. That's something that I want to be doing. Just, you know, when they, that last frame of film, like who's going to be running the ball, I want to be that guy there every time. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
I did see you do that a couple of times. You were running down the field and trying to just, even the guy had scored, you know, scored already, and you were still running down the field too. Just tap him to let him know. So I see that. I actually do see that.
You know, first few days, great about it. The last day, I think I got a little tired. I watched the dude run down the opposite sideline. I thought about it. I was like, bro, I am tired. And I still got some plays left. So I was like, I got to relax. We'll get back on it on Monday.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. That's awesome. Appreciate you sharing that. All right, man. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week, dude. And good luck this year.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Take care.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.